The writer did not give us a creed to sign. He opened a portrait gallery, men and women, who offered, built, went out, refused, endured. Some received deliverance, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. All bearing witness to the same faith. And then he said, look at them and run. Abel offered what God required, and being dead yet speaks. Enoch walked with God for years, a life that simply pleased him. Noah built before the rain came, moved with fear at Yahweh's word. Abraham went out from Ur, not knowing where he sojourned. Some subdued great kingdoms, some wandered without home. Some received their dead again, some suffered all alone. These all obtained a good report. Though promises remained, they bore the faith before us and handed it down faithfully. Shall he find the faith when the Son of Man shall come? The covenant allegiance that will not turn and run. Not those who draw back, not those who deny, but those who keep his word. When the faith of them is tried, from the fathers of old to the final age, the author brings it through. The same faith once delivered, the faith of Jesus Christ, is that faith growing in you? They brought a man sick of the palsy, breaking through the crowded roof. When Jesus saw their faith together, he answered with the proof. Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Then he raised him from his bed for every eye to see. A daughter touched his garment, he turned and called her near. Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. But Peter faced the sifting, and the Lord saw what lay ahead. I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Then the Lord looked toward his coming and asked what men must face. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find the faith? Shall he find the faith when the Son of Man shall come? The covenant allegiance that will not turn and run. Not those who draw back, not those who deny, but those who keep his word. When faith is tried, from the fathers of old to the final age, the author brings it through. The same faith once delivered, the faith of Jesus Christ, is that faith growing in you? At the beautiful gate, a lame man rose and walked before them all. Not through Peter's power or holiness, but through the name they called. His name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. Yeah, the faith which is by him hath given him perfect soundness. Then the faith was preached through nations, received where brethren heard. It grew exceedingly through trial, as assemblies held to the word. Above all, taking the shield of faith to quench each fiery dart. Fight the good fight of faith, keep conscience in the heart. Add virtue to the faith given to you. Let patience have her place, as Paul finished his appointed course and said, I have kept the faith, the trial of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, must be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Not faith untouched, not faith untested, faith that passed through the fire. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith. And to Bosporus, faithful witness, where the adversary reigned, the sword could take the mortal life, it could not take the faith. Then captivity and patience, the pressure of the beast, not merely faith when times are calm, but faithfulness unto death. And at the end the answer stands where Christ said it would be. Here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Yes, he finds the faith when the Son of Man shall come, not surrendered to the world, not silenced, not undone. They hold fast his name, they will not deny, they keep the commandments. When faith is tried, from Abel's faithful offering unto the final day, the author is the finisher of what he gave his seed. Here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ.